I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hun, that was a great interview with Marie Myung Ok Lee.
You did a wonderful job with her.
Yes.
It was cool to watch you guys bond.
Yeah, we did bond. I want to say her name again, though, because I want our listeners to know what it is, because I think it's actually really cool. I thought her name was Marie, which is one of her first names. Mm-hmm. But it's Marie Myung Ok is actually her first name.
Myung Ok.
And Lee is her last name. So the middle name of her first name is...
It's a hyphenated two-word.
M-Y-U-N-G. Ok. And mm-hmm. then Ok, it looks like okay, but it's actually pronounced Ok.
And you know I need as much help with that.
Right. Well, we all kind of do. Mm-hmm. So Marie Myung Ok is her first name, and then Lee is her last. And Myung Ok had a really special meaning. You can listen to yesterday's episode. She says what it means. I've forgotten...
Yeah.
Which is bad. But I have not forgotten our interview. She made a huge impression on me.
Well, let's just give our listeners a little recap on the title. She was the only one in the room who treated her autistic son with cannabis.
Right.
And this was long before cannabis was accepted in the medicinal field.
It was 2009.
2009, yeah.
And even now, it's not acceptable to treat children with cannabis.
Yes, it's still an idea that's more acceptable. But by then, she was absolutely a pioneer.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, autism is a spectrum, as we know. And where her son falls on the spectrum, there were violent tendencies.
Yeah.
And nonverbal.
I've been in the presence of some kids who struggle with that. And it can be a little off-putting. It's a little scary. And I can only imagine how difficult it was as a parent who loves your kid to feel scared by your kid's actions.
We talked about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Actually, you and I, we know a couple who had a son who we would see kind of growing up. And there was always that, like, what do we do with him? Where can we go with him? Mm-hmm. Is this place going to be able to help him? Is this place going to be able to help him?
I mean, in a room full of people, too, I felt like everybody looked to the parents to see how they should react.
Mm-hmm.
And it just must have been so much pressure on them.
Right. You know? And then, you know, the kid that you and I are talking about, he was a big kid.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And so there's that sense of actual danger, right?
Or threat, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think we felt... Maybe just that there was a threat. At least that's what I felt. And
the beautiful thing was that patience, right?
That was love. Like, yeah. I had not seen it.
Yes.
I think I learned more from that.
I agree.
Right. Just watching how they were patient. And, mm-hmm. kind. And I got that vibe from Marie as well.
Yes.
And
we're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Marie is a brilliant, brilliant person. I mean, she is, you know, degree on top of degree on top of degree.
And so much research.
Uh-huh.
Like, she knew more than most doctors do.
And you guys share a publishing company, right?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, yeah. You guys both have your books published.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's different imprints, but the same Simon & Schuster, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So she was baffled, right? She had looked at all these resources to try to help her son and try to help them cope. And in a time, I mean, this is like in 2008, 2009, when, you know, we were just coming out of a say no to drugs era, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
I wonder, I said it was 2009, but I could be mixing that up because he was 9 years old. I think it was around.
I know who you are with numbers.
Yes.
So we'll give you that.
I mean, I think it was around then. And the thing was that she was this parent who desperately loved her child, who was nonverbal, who had violent tendencies, and he was also in pain.
Uh-huh. He was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was being treated separately, right? So they were medicating the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were doing different treatments for his autism, but it was Marie who linked the two.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, and so when she did that, I think that's when cannabis came into the picture. And, I mean, you'll want to go back and listen to yesterday's episode just to be sure, because Scott and I, we might have the timeline a little mixed up. But
well, I was so absorbed in the interview, I think, that I stopped listening to the timeline and started listening to the results, because the results became very, very important.
Mm-hmm. You know, for a mom to just keep fighting for her kid, right? she was like, no, this isn't the solution. He's still in pain. This isn't the solution. He's still nonverbal. This isn't the solution. You know, he still has these, like, whatever it was, she kept looking for the solution. And kind of Western medicine told her, nope, this is it. These are all the solutions we have.
That's
for what you're
saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she went beyond that and she pushed that envelope then, you know, to giving him cannabis, finding cannabis for him, which was then starting to be legal. I think it was legal in one state back then, but it was still considered to be a street drug.
It was such a brave thing, I think. You know, I think she talked a little bit about just seeing moments. She could see the little boy inside of him and the smart man inside of him. And
as he grew up.
And she was administering this solution that wasn't signed on yet. And it created this incredible picture of me for looking at people who are struggling with something and not really understanding how they feel inside. Mm-hmm. I think that it created a tremendous amount of compassion. And really, I felt like I had a victory with her when she was able to get in touch with her son.
When you listen to the interview, you'll know exactly what Scott and I are talking about when you get to it. And I think you'll have that as well. I can't imagine that anybody's going to hear her story and not resonate with that part of it.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, we're on the other side of cannabis now where it's widely accepted and people are using it for all kinds of medicinal purposes, but this is a really intimate journey of a time when, you know, she was kind of in secret and out on her own doing this, and it was really brave.
It was really brave, and she was the only one in the room.
She was, right?
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy this. It's a great episode, and thank you for joining me to recap this interview, honey.
Mm-hmm. Of course, anytime.
Yeah. What a great episode that was. Mm. Honey, can we take a minute and just thank all our new Patreons?
Yes. I mean, it's their dollars that help support the podcast, right?
It is. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful. Every time someone new joins, we do like a happy dance.
And we love making content for you.
We do. And we hope you're enjoying all the access to all that exclusive content, the storytelling video series that we're doing.
Yeah, it's really good. You guys need to get in on that.
Yes, you do. And the monthly Zoom hangs.
Right? The Zoom hangs are cool. We want more of you guys to join us.
Yes.
Monthly memberships start at just
$5. $5.
Yeah, I don't know what anyone can buy for $5 a month anymore.
Right, that's facts.
Uh-huh. But you get Zoom hangs with us. It's our favorite Zoom of every month.
It is.
And so, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
First up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's a certified EMDR therapist, and this means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives.
Right. And in case you didn't know, because I didn't know this, that EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling a very busy friend of ours about this, right?
I remember this.
Yeah. And she said, I need EMDR, but I just don't have the time. So I told her about how Mercedes offers an individualized concierge curated program, and her EMDR intensives range from half a day to several days, but are the equivalent of, get this, hon, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I hope you told our friend that EMDR has been used to effectively treat a wide range of mental health problems, but there's no need to talk extensively about disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves her considerable money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, www.mercedescusick.com.
Right on. So what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
I'm so glad you asked. Mm-hmm. So previous guest, Ellen Scanlon. We love Ellen.
Ellen, yep.
Hey, Ellen. Shout out to Ellen. Her How to Do the Pot podcast is demystifying cannabis use for women. Last month, they released their new Sleep 101 series, which is really dope, you guys. In these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover? You gotta love that.
That's right. Uh-huh. And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot every week, you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts with help from solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women, for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Hey, next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004.
Right. And speaking of by women, for women, right?
Yeah, she is by women and for women. Women.
Yeah, because she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly the what?
The booty.
The booty, yep. Yeah. But they still be polished enough to go from workout to night out.
Oh, they're gorgeous. You wear them. Young people wear them. Your mom rocks them.
My mom rocks them. And her signature, the signature of her cute booty leggings, are the patented scrunch booty pockets. And Cute Booty Lounge is made, like we said, by women for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say about me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. Mm-hmm. And next up is Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen Hahn, big shout out to you on the East Coast.
Big shout out, Kathleen. Thank you for being our Patreon.
We are so happy to have you and keep spreading the word.
And we'd really love to see you on one of our Zoom hangs soon. And that goes for all of you. If you haven't joined our Patreon yet, please do so we can see you on a Zoom hang. And if you are a Patreon, come and hang with us like Kathleen will.
Yeah, thank you guys for all your support. We are really grateful.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avant House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.